Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is about looking at the ways we can be in relationship with acceptance, trust, and courage. And it's being inspired by the Serenity Prayer that says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The opening to the 2015 Celestial Timings, January Celestial Timings, included this prayer and some ideas about the gifts of acceptance and how to know when it's when it's time for us to act and to help out if needed. Because the challenge can be sometimes is that if we take too much of a hands-off approach, there may be something we could do that could really help somebody, and then we didn't do it because we're not interfering, it's not our job, we're stepping back. But at the same time, sometimes people are too involved and wanting to help out too much, and they don't know when it's not their job. So I thought it would be really interesting to share this story of what happened to me some years ago. Actually, probably about a little over 2 years ago now, in 2012. Actually, it started in 2011. My oldest son was going through a really challenging and difficult time. For lots and lots of reasons, but one is that his marriage was ending, his job situation was not good, he was extremely depressed, and I kept going over and trying to help him out, but I didn't think that it was really my job to interfere. So I just did what I could or what he would let me do and sort of stepped back from being too involved in what was going on for him. And then I was gifted with an insight from somebody who had come to one of our events in October of 2012 or early November. And she was sharing with me about her son who was having challenges with his job situation. He was out of work and she was trying to figure out, you know, what was hers to do to help him out because she's a Cancer moon, so her tendency is to overdo. Whereas I don't have that issue. I'm a Sagittarius moon and I raise my children to be very independent. I actually had them doing their own laundry. I think my twins were 8 and my oldest was 10 when I took them and showed them how to use the washing machine because I was tired of doing laundry. And my youngest was too young. He was like 3 at the time. So I kept doing his laundry for a while after that. But, you know, that's just an example of how I was interested in making them as independent as possible, as quickly as possible. And, you know, inspiring them in that way and not being too much of a doting mom. Although I can do that at times. It's not my way. Anyway, so that's not my challenge, actually. My challenge, and I was really debating because I knew that his situation was deteriorating and getting even worse, and I didn't know what to do. And I said to her that I'm, you know, debating whether I should interfere, step in, help out, or like do an intervention for him or just let him continue on the path he was on. So the next day, as we're getting ready to complete the class, she came to me and she said, I checked in on him. His name is Ryan. I checked in on Ryan and he's sitting between the worlds deciding whether he's going to stay or not. And you need to decide whether you're going to intervene or not. And so it was like a confirmation, like something I kind of knew and felt in my heart, but hoping wasn't true. And so I shared this with my husband as we were driving home from that event, and he said, I know what to do. And basically, he has a place in Wisconsin, and he invited Ryan to go spend 2 weeks with him there, kind of as a boot camp to get him back on track. So we called Ryan and asked him if he wanted to go, and he said yes. He didn't even hesitate. He didn't have to think about it. He was, like, thrilled to have this offered to him. And so he went, and things were really good. He was in a really good routine. He lost 10 pounds, not doing anything other than just walking and working and, you know, being outside. And he was job hunting, and And just, it was a really good situation for him. Unfortunately, we didn't have a good re-entry plan for him. I was away. I wasn't in Tucson at the time when he got back. And his father was supposed to come pick him up and didn't show up. And so he wound up having to call a friend to come get him from the airport at 9 o'clock at night. And it was, I think it just sort of set him back. And plus then going back into the situation he was in. And he had promised before he left that he was going to call and stay in touch with us and let us know what was going on. And he'd check in daily. So he got back about 6 days before I flew back or was getting back to Tucson, and I talked to him the first day, and then I couldn't get a hold of him after that. So I was like, okay, that's it. I'm Venus in Aries, and when I get clear about something and I'm ready to take action, I get on it. So as I got to the airport to fly home, I started texting I texted his father to see if there was still a place for him that he could go and live that his father had offered him a while back. And I started to contact his mother-in-law, soon to be former mother-in-law, he was still married at the time, because we had run into each other and had been talking about the situation and what needed to be done. And one of the challenges was there were 2 dogs and 5 cats that Ryan was responsible for that his wife had left. She had moved away to Albuquerque to work on her PhD, and when she left, she didn't say that the marriage was over, but it was soon apparent that it really was. So he felt responsible for these animals, and he wasn't able to keep up with it all. And so one of the things was that was holding him back, like he couldn't just up and leave. And so I made contact with his mother-in-law and then his wife, and they gave me the information of somebody that would come and pick up the animals, so that there was no excuse for Ryan to not leave with me. And when I got to Tucson, I turned on my cell phone. I had the text of the information to call the person. I got my car. I went to Ryan's house. I knocked on his door, and when he answered, I said, "Life as you know it is over. You're coming with me." And I was really strong and clear, not at all waffly, not the least bit of hesitation. I felt like I was there to save his life. And he started to hesitate. Now, mind you, he's 30 years old at this time. And it looked like he was going to start to argue with me. And then he just took a breath, like let out his breath and said, "Okay." And so the person came and picked up the animals. He got a few things. He came to my house. His dad showed up and said that he could stay at his condo. So we got him out of there. And now it's 2 years later, slightly over 2 years later, and he's got a new job. He's where he's very loved and respected. Everything is working out beautifully for him. He's getting to do what it is he's always wanted to do, and he's being honored and respected for it. In fact, they're thrilled with what it is that he's bringing to this, which was not the situation he'd been having prior to that. So this was a time when an intervention really worked. It was like to know when to change the things that you can change. And, to be able to step in and to help out when needed. So I wanted to share this because I think it's helpful to have a story that speaks to success. Now, there's also stories I could tell about times I've tried to do interventions and help out, and the person didn't want the help. And so, if they're willing and you provide them that opportunity and they're willing to step into it, it's a great thing. If you provide the opportunity and they're not willing to step into it, well, at least you know you tried. You did the best that you could do, and you need to let it go. And it's their choice to walk the path they're walking. And so I just feel like it's a brilliant way of tuning into and looking at the Serenity Prayer, to accept what we cannot change. If we, having the courage to change what we can change, and sometimes those changes are the changes we need to make within ourselves. Having the courage to change in ourselves what needs to be changed, not just helping out other people. And then having the wisdom to know, when what we're doing is helpful or not helpful, and to step back if needed, and to accept that the situation is what it is, and that we turn it over to a higher power and trust that it's in divine order and divine timing, and that we've done the best that we could do to help out those we love, and to do it in a way that's loving and supportive. I know for sure that one of the things I was very clear about when I was raising my children was I would never shame them in any way, because I was shamed so much as a child. And as my parents would be shaming me, I would say to myself that I would never do to my children what they were doing to me. And so I think one of the reasons that Ryan was able to accept the help was he knew that I wasn't in any way judging him, that I was throwing him a lifeline, and he was willing to accept it. So I hope that's helpful, and I just want to end again with actually my rendition of the Serenity Prayer. This came to me in 2009 when I had a situation where I lost a lot of work off my computer, several hours worth of work off my computer, and I was very upset about it, and I was in meditation, and this is the prayer that came to me. Great Spirit, thank you for granting me the serenity and grace to accept life on life's terms, along with the courage to graciously and easily change what is mine to change, and the supreme wisdom to trust the perfection of what is happening in every moment.